We don't like to confront the lies that we tell ourselves. They keep us contented, even though they imprison us. We feel comfortable within our illusions, our cognitive fortresses of perceptual enslavement. Our comfort zones have been carefully constructed and reinforced by society and by our own limited consciousness. Actually, consciousness is limitless, but we've bought into the idea that it's otherwise. Our very perceptions have been derailed and misguided, deliberately misled by an enemy so pervasive, so ubiquitous that you cannot even see it. It is everywhere, and it is nowhere, and it is you. For I have seen the enemy, and it is me. Repression and undealt with trauma will eventually rear its ugly head, begging to be reconciled and healed. When we individually choose not to face it, we project onto our relationships, and when we collectively avoid facing our traumas, we project it onto the world. We can plainly observe the results as they stare us in the face. The utter breakdown, the hedonistic degeneracy of a collapsing culture is in full view. Embrace it. Let it wash over you. This apocalyptic age pulls the veil away to reveal that which has remained hidden. I believe that it also facilitates a rising to the surface of repressed inner trauma, and that if we embrace it willingly, as opposed to running from it, that we may heal. By facing the repression and owning it, we may bring reconciliation to the inner divide rather than projecting it onto the global stage, which is ready to explode like a fucking powder keg. Confrontation of our own shadow, our own darkness, is the most difficult task we could ever face, but face it we must if ever we are to persevere and actually stand within the light of our full potential. Otherwise, we will always be at the mercy of those who exploit the victim consciousness, those who worship power, you know, the psychopaths that run this fucking place. Why do so many give away their power, their very selves, to the establishment? Why? Has everything that is eternal and true been stifled so comprehensively? Well, yes, it has. How many amongst us can actually detach enough from the earth game, from the minutiae, from the circus carnival of the surreal, and push towards self-actualization despite the snares that bind their consciousness? Not many. Not many at all. Until the individual can take up such a monumental task of confrontation of this truth, you will be nothing more than a slave, reduced to a mere fraction of your true potential. In Western society, very rarely, if ever, are we encouraged to examine the contents and aspects of our own psyches. In fact, it is discouraged in favor of externalization. Everything exists outside of the self, or so we are told, as society molds the consciousness to fit in with the artificial system which has been given life by the very essence that it siphons to sustain itself. For the vast majority, identification of the self is attached to external things that have been internalized. We seem to identify with our physical bodies and with our thoughts while failing to confront the dark side of ourselves. Many will even insist that they do not have a dark side, that they are good people, and be that as it may, this is just another in a litany of lies that we tell ourselves to avoid facing the trauma and repression that has shaped so much of what we think we are. Although we exist in an experience of duality, so many fail to see their own dualistic nature as the ego acts as a veil to all that we bury deep within the subconscious, the dumping grounds of the shadow. When externalization and failure to confront the shadow are running the show, our true, eternal natures will forever remain hidden from us. We remain incomplete, divided, split, and dissociated, and become the victims of our own limited ideas about ourselves, the prisoners of our own minds, for we enslave ourselves. Confrontation of the darker aspects of ourselves and the deliberate willingness to reconcile the inner split is the solution, but unfortunately, far too many cannot or will not even acknowledge that there is even a problem. We may begin by examining the darkness and brokenness of the external world, if we can even get that far, but until we can turn that within and examine those things within ourselves, face them, and heal them, nothing in the external world can, or will ever change. The ones who are the most inwardly split, the most divided internally, the most ruled by ego, are the ones that crave power over others and are placed into positions of decision-making power. Giving your power away to the system that operates in this manner, consenting to this madness, and showing your support to this matrix by giving your allegiance to one of its power-hungry sycophants will never change a damn thing. It will also always inevitably lead to collapse over and over again, as it has throughout history. We are on the brink of witnessing it again because the cognition of humanity has stagnated and regressed again, and the outer will simply reflect that imbalance in the form of massive upheaval, as it always does. Dismantling our cognitive fortresses that have been fortified by a lifetime of conditioning is no easy task. Confronting our dark side and bringing the dance of duality into harmony within our own consciousness is daunting. Confronting the truth that our perceptions have been contorted and examining the fact that we've been lied to for our entire lives is very challenging and very rewarding. Breaking away from the herd is a difficult and lonely undertaking. It is the road less traveled. It is ridicule, scorn, and rejection, but these are minor experiences in the journey of self-ownership. Self-acceptance and sovereignty of one's own consciousness are well worth the effort. Confrontation of the darkness is necessary if one is to ever be cognitively free. If instead avoidance is sought, imbalance will always be the inevitable result. We fear our inner darkness so comprehensively that most will go to their graves, never even knowing of its existence. The polarized and divided herd will march into its extinction, oblivious. This stems from a deep inner fear of looking within. Embracing that fear and facing the shadow can be our greatest teacher, and until we do, we will forever remain estranged from our very selves.